Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Calves born to heifers are a well-known population at risk when it comes to health challenges. Colostrum from first calf heifers isn't as high in protection compared to colostrum from older cows, according to Extension veterinarian Russ Daly.
So before heifers calve, giving them vaccines that contain things like E. coli, Clostridium, rotavirus, and coronavirus before they have their calf can improve the amount of those antibodies in the colostrum for those calves.
First calvers are also notorious for their difficulty in rebreeding, as they're still growing themselves while nursing a calf and recovering from gestation. Their nutritional needs are high, and without adequate energy, reproductive failure is common. In addition to nutrition, vaccinations can aid in guarding young cows from infectious reproductive diseases using killed rather than modified vaccines.
Staying farther back from when they're going to be bred can be more advantageous to helping those vaccines not only work very well, but also so there's not any interference with their ability to cycle and breed back.
Other non-reproductive conditions can also hasten a heifer's early removal from the breeding herd, including mastitis, pink eye, and foot rot, all of which should be quickly identified and treated. Daly encourages cow-calf producers to work closely with a veterinarian that's familiar with their herd, promoting a health plan that enhances immunity and promotes fertility in the replacement heifer program. Learn more on the Beef page at extension.sdstate.edu.